your hands with me. Jesus, Jesus, say his name, Jesus. Jesus, we fill up on you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, we fill up, we fill up, we come in, we draw in, we come in, we pull in, we pull in, we sit up closer with you, Lord. We're sitting at the table with you, Lord. Come in. Come on. Come on in. Hallelujah. Come in. Broseye, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, we've come to see you tonight. We've come to be with you tonight. We've come to hear from you tonight. What will you say? What will you say? What will you say? My heart is yours. My heart is yours, Jesus, to receive what you want to say to me tonight. Somebody say, my heart is yours, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, we fill up, Jesus. Father, we love you. We're so grateful for you. We're grateful to be in you. You didn't put us out here. You placed us in you, Jesus. In you. One with you. Walking with you. Talking with you, to you, from you, for you. Jesus. You are the way. You are the truth. You are the life. You are the Prince of Peace, the light of my life. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We honor you today. Holy Spirit, you are in this place. And we say, have your way. Say what you want to say. Do what you want to do. And I thank you for leading us into all truth of the word tonight. Now, Father, if there's anybody in this room who needs to fill up, I say fill up in the name of Jesus. Fill up. Put your cup out and let him fill you up right now into overflowing. If there's any care, any heavy burden, cast the care. Cast the care right now and leave it there. Jesus is here. Cast the care, leave it there. He'll take care of it. He'll take care of it. You come on into the house. You come on into the house and receive. Just receive. He says, receive from me. Just come in and receive from me. So Jesus, we just give you the care. We're free to receive. We thank you for it, Lord. We declare that Jesus is Lord over Victory Church. Jesus is Lord over our temple, over our bodies, over our thoughts, over our mouths, over our actions. Jesus is Lord. Have your way, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, worship team. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Father, I lift up our pastors to you, Lord. I thank you for Pastor Roxanne. And I thank you, Father, for Pastor Deb and Pastor Danny, Pastor Jordan, Father. And we just put ourselves right now in unity with them, Father. And I am believing you for an outpouring of the Holy Ghost like never before at the ministers' conference. Father, I know that you are there, you are here, you are everywhere, Father. And I know that what you do there, you're doing here. What you're doing here, you're doing there. You're bringing your people up, you're bringing them in, you're drawing them in closer, Father. Tonight, I thank you for a close, intimate encounter with you as they sit at your feet tonight to hear from you. Bless our pastors, Lord. Bless them, Lord. We thank you for them. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So Pastor Roxanne and our team of pastors are out at Eagle Mountain and with Pastors George and Pastor Terry and Brother Copeland. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? And we just bless them. But I'm telling you, get ready, because every time they come back, it's on. It's on now. Amen. But be ready, because they don't just go. They're not going for vacation. They're not going to take a break. They're going to do work in the Spirit of God. Amen. They're going to learn, to receive, to be students, to fill up so they can pour out. Amen. So as you think about them, bless them. Lift them up to the Lord. Speak over their lives. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for the people of God that have come tonight to hear from you, Father. And I thank you, Lord, that the air is clear. I thank you, Lord, that every spirit of destruction, any outside force trying to come against this service tonight, I say no. No. You have no place here. I plead the blood of Jesus over us tonight. And I thank you, Father, that we will see something. That we will see something in your word tonight that would illuminate, that will light itself up to us, Father, and that we ourselves would come alive on the inside with your word tonight. I thank you, Father, that I'm keen to your guidance. I declare that I can hear the voice of the good shepherd, my Father, speaking to me clearly, and the voice of the stranger I will not follow. I thank you, Lord, that there is an anointing on this word tonight to remove the burden, destroy the yokes, Father, and to equip us, empower us, ignite us, to bring us up even higher, Father, in the places that you have for us to go in our lives, in this church, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 60, please. Isaiah chapter 60. Thank you, Lord, for the glory. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. I was enjoying time with our youth worship team back there in our room, and the glory's already in the room. And I'm believing for some big, mighty things tonight for our young people. Will you agree with that? Amen. We're talking about the same things, y'all, because it's not just for us in here. It's even for the babies. Amen. During worship time, that's what the Lord was telling me, that this move that's happening is from the youngest to the oldest, the hungry. And I'm telling you, we have some young people who are hungry for the Lord, and they're hungry to do his work in the earth. Are you? Amen. I believe it. I believe it. Isaiah chapter 60, I'm going to read the first few verses. Verse 1, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the peoples. But the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. Verse 3, the nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. So lift up your eyes all around and see. Lift up. Look up. Check it out. Take notice. Will you notice it? If you're looking up, you will. Look up. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather themselves together. They come to you. And the Lord said to me, they're coming. They're gathering to you and to him. They're not just coming to the Father. They're coming to the Father through you. through you, through me. Okay? They all gather themselves together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be carried at your side. Then you shall see and be radiant, and your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. The multitude of camels shall cover your land. The young camels of Midian and Ephah and all those from Sheba shall come. For they shall bring gold and they shall bring incense and shall bear good news. Good news. Good news is coming for you. Good news is coming for you. If you've received some bad news, some upsetting news, some disappointed news, not so good news, I am telling you tonight, good news is coming for you. And shall bear good news of the praises of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together to you. The rams of Nebaioth, however, Pastor says, however you say that, shall minister. I thought about that word long and hard. And I was like, Jesus, you're going to have to help me with that. So he helped me. And there you go. Take it. Shall minister to you. They shall come up with acceptance on my altar, and I will glorify my glorious house. His house will be a glorified house. Victory Church is a glorified house. The glory of the Lord fills this house. What's your church like? It's filled with glory. Want some? That's how you invite them to church. What's glory? Come on, check it out. Look up. See it. Notice it. Get yourself on up to a higher place. Amen? And I will glorify my house through you. I was looking back at these verses, and they, them, multitude, gathering, nations, people, Gentiles, just kept sticking out to me. So tonight, we shall call this the gathering. The gathering. Because yes, we will be getting the riches, and they have already taken place. Amen? It's already happening. It's already working. You are to be blessed, to be a blessing. The Lord wants you to walk in the grand for the people that are at hand. It's for the people. Why? Because as a believer, as a faith-filled person, as a word learner, eater, receiver, our lives should lack no good thing. It shouldn't. We shouldn't have to be coming back every Sunday and Wednesday for a healing. We are the divine. We are the glorified ones. We walk and live and breathe in divine healing. Divine health belongs to me and you. So we know that's coming. It's a promise. It's His covenant to take care of us. Amen? But is our gaze locked in, connected with, focused on the things of the world, the needs that we have? Because as I'm walking in this with the Lord, I am noticing everything that pertains to my life is just added. Because that's what He said would happen. So if some things are missing, where have you been seeking? Right? If some things are still lingering, who are we seeking? The healer? Or the prescriber? I seek the healer. My healer. The healer. The healer. The one and only healer who can just take care of it for me in an instant, all of a sudden, and immediately. That's the life I live. That's the life you live. Amen? Why? Because we're the victorious ones. We're the righteous ones. We're the glorified ones. So I'm looking. What is it, Lord? Why do I need to arise? How? What's going to happen? All these questions have been going through me. I'm just seeking you, Lord. Show me something. What do you need me to do? So I'm going to bring that to you. He says, arise, look up. He said the same thing in John 4. Boys, look up. Some people think the harvest is still coming, that the Messiah is still on the way, but here I am. I'm here now. Look up. Look at me, he says. I am right here in front of you. And then he tells the disciples, but some of you think that the harvest is still out there 4 months now. Why? Because they're looking at it. They're looking at a natural physical field, harvest time. You think it's still out a few more months, but I'm going to tell you, it's right here. The time has already come. Your light has come. The harvest has come. The harvest, the people, the gathering, the bringing in. It's not just the souls, it's the things, yes. But tonight I am telling you, there are people out there who are without God and they are ready. They're ready. I experienced that this weekend. This weekend we went up to our hometown of Lockhart to celebrate my grandma's 90th birthday. I haven't seen my family in a really long time. A lot of them, I was like, who is that? I didn't know because I'm not around them a lot. I love them. I'm just not around them a lot. But it came to me. The conversations I had that night told me they've been ready. Right? They've been ready for us to come. Our whole Lopez Garcia, I didn't think about that. Lopez family. You know, I'm flowing with the Lord, okay? You know. You know my family. You know my people, okay? They were waiting. We couldn't even get a turkey leg in our mouth because they just kept coming to us to talk to us about life. It was chicken, not turkey, but anyway. One time I was sitting in my chair, just hanging out. You know, it was a party. It was a dance. Stuff was going on. That happened at our wedding back in the day. But I'm sitting there just chilling, looking around. What do you want, Lord? Why are we here? I know it's grandma's 90th birthday, but we on assignment anywhere you go. And if you don't know that right now. You need to go to the HB and you went yesterday and the Lord said, go to HB, you better go. Cause you on assignment. So I'm sitting up there listening to the music and I'm having a good time. It was so much fun. But all of a sudden a girl comes up to me. She grabs my hand. Patty, come dance with me. And I was like, okay. I don't know this person. While I'm dancing with her, it was the twist. Y'all done the twist? It's okay. Y'all done the twist? Jesus probably does the twist. He loves to have a party. Read the Bible. We gonna party in heaven all night long and day and night. We're doing the twist. And this girl is just talking and talking and talking and talking. And I'm breathing like, breathe in, breathe out. Yeah, that's great. Awesome. No joke. It really happened. Because out of her mouth, she tells me, Patty, thank you for Know That Girlfriend. Thank you for your teaching. Thank you for your encouragement. Thank you for telling me things I really don't want to hear. But I know that because I'm listening, it's working in my life. Because now I feel like there's hope to do life. Now, and I'm like, that's awesome. Praise God. That's so great. I just want to dance. No, this was amazing. It was truly an amazing moment. Out of nowhere, somebody comes up to tell you this. You don't even know who they are. I somewhat did, but I had no idea this was the girl that I see a name all the time on there, and I'm like, I don't know who this is, but I know she's my cousin. She was there. There's another time, same party. Anyway, I tell her, you need Jesus. That's awesome, but you need Jesus. And she's like, okay, yeah, yeah. I'll see you next time on the live. I'm like, okay, awesome. I'm going to preach Jesus there too. Well, listen. Another cousin comes up. The same thing. We don't even have to say anything. And this one's like, my life stinks. It's so challenging. I just don't know what to do anymore. And I'm like, you need Jesus. Sitting there listening, tapping my feet, right? You know, party's going on. I'm telling you, I walked away, told Pastor Deb Sunday morning. I'm like, Pastor, they were ready. Jesus said we would reap harvest from things we didn't even work on. We weren't even in the fields working the land. But you know who was? The prayers. Somebody was praying for salvations. Somebody was calling out to God for that person's life. Show them the light. Show them there's a way out. Give them hope, Lord. And guess who was at the right place at the right time doing the right things with the right people? The ones whose light has shone upon. This isn't just something, oh, arise and shine. Get to work. That's what he's saying. Get to work. The harvest is ready. Just get out there. Do your part. Bring them in so that my glory can fill the earth. So we are. Amen? We are. The light on you will attract others, and they will be drawn to you because of him. Because of him. Yes, we have to do some things. But ultimately, first and foremost, it's because of him on your life, in your heart. Arise and shine, for your light has come. It's as if I would say, Amanda, will you please come here for a minute? Come. Amanda, will you please come up here for a minute? Amanda, can you come here for a minute? Okay, he still hasn't come yet. Hey. If he tells you to walk up to somebody that you know, just move. Get yourself out there. It's fine. Kids running around crazy. I broke out in a fight and, you know, I can't die. This was a total different cuz. Like, I mean, this guy's been transformed. But he says this. So it went from, you need Jesus to come to church. Yeah, Jesus? You ain't got no light, girl. You need to brighten up. I think we can get really comfortable once. This came up to me today. We can get real comfortable with sharing Jesus to them, but not want to do the other part. Invite them to come into that door. Invite them to church. Get them into a place. Let them know what you know. Bring them into the house of God where they can be in corporate praise. where the worshipers take their place, where the prayers have taken their place, where the people of God, worshipers of God, we're all worshipers of God, where we've taken our place, gone into position, postured our heart to the Father, and now we're glorifying Him all together, creating a place for Him to come live, come dwell, come make your home here, Lord. Why? Because there's a sister on the back row who came in looking for you. But pride will say, oh, praise God, I'm glad you're saved. And they're saying, what do I do now? Bring them to church. The gathering is happening. It's not to grow numbers on a paper. It's to grow people up spiritually. My cousin, I don't remember the last time he stepped foot in a church. It was probably in catechism when we were all like failing out in it and everything. Glory to God. But he was like, what do I do now, Patty? What do I do now, Tish, whatever? And I'm like, dude, you got to find a home church. Come to church. Come to ours until you find one here. We'll help you. But you got to get around people like you. Bring them in. You have an assignment on your life. Get into location. Look up, but look at. When you come here, corporate anointing, we can move faster, we can move quicker, we can get things done together. But if you come in postured for the lunch afterwards, but if you come in and we're always broke, busted, and disgusted, we're not showing the light of God, the glory of God. But when you come in ready, hungry, and you know why you came, His glory can be seen among us. Know this, when you come in, He comes on. When you draw in a little bit closer, He's making His way toward you. Light attracts light. So does glory. You're holding His glory. Jesus said, these are carriers of my glory. So when His glory is awakened, when His glory is released, when His glory is shown, all of heaven knows, boom! Glory attracts glory. It attracts Him. He wants to come. He wants to release Himself here. He wants to stay here just a little bit longer. Have you ever gone to a party and you didn't want to leave? You just want to stay a little bit longer? That should be our life with God. I'm not just singing a song. I just want to sit at your feet. No, I want to stay there. Just let me stay here for a little bit longer. I think it was last Sunday. Worship was amazing, hard, like Holy Ghost just moved. My heart was full and saturated, and I just really just wanted to stay in that place. So I just sat down. Just sit down. And just be with Him. Who said you had to rush into taking notes? I literally pulled my pen out because I'm a note taker. Probably since birth. I don't know. It's just been a part of my life. But I'm like writing, and I'm like, I don't even know how it was, but that's kind of how it felt. And I just put the pen down. I was like, Jesus, you're going to have to help me remember this. And He did. Do you want to stay a little bit longer? Do you want to sit at His feet a little bit longer? Do you want to hear from Him a little bit more, Lord? Tell me a little bit more. Or do we want to go stay a little bit longer in the binge? Do we need to stay a little bit longer at the pub? Do we need to sit a bit longer at the bus line? Waiting, just waiting. I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting for things to get better. Honey, He already made all things new. When you arise in your light, He comes to His glory. When the light is in you, when it's displayed upon you, darkness in others have to go. So one of the cool things about the Wales Revival. So Wales Revival. In these church buildings that they gathered in, there was no kind of electricity. And so the testimonies go that the people would sit at home and wait. They would sit around the buildings and just wait. You want to sit a little bit longer? Because things happen when you wait. And they're waiting. And they're waiting. What are they waiting for? The light. There were parts, points, moments, experiences, encounters with the glory of the Lord's light lit up. They would see these buildings and know it's time to go. Come on. The light is on. His glory would appear in these buildings and light the place up as if we just turned a switch on. And they would know, now it's time. Light demolished the darkness. The physical light in the building, but the light in their hearts, in their minds, in their bodies, in their way of living. Turn your light on. Turn it on. Their glory was shown, and the glory of God lit the place up. We're going to see things like that. We're going to see it. We're going to see it. Because God is doing things that we haven't seen before. I was listening to a minister a couple of weeks ago, and he's speaking with a world-known young adults minister. And he's telling them this. The young people are hungry for the Lord. They're hungry for him. The young people will sit at the feet of Jesus for hours if you let them. Because they just want to know him. They want to feel him. They want to breathe him in. They want to hear their assignments from him. But the older crowd, not you, them, other people. It's too long. Must I sit down? Yes, sit down if you need to. Lay on the floor. Cuddle up with Jesus. He said they're stuck in their old ways. This is a man who's ministered with Catherine Coleman. He said, my people are stuck in their old ways because we don't do things the way they used to do. They don't sing the songs we used to sing. Church service days aren't like they used to be. But I thought Jesus was the same yesterday, today, and forever. Turn the light on. Turn the light on. Come in. Enter in. When you enter in, he comes on. We cannot be so busy with life that we forget about the giver of life. If we're having issues or hard times in life itself, draw closer to the source of life. In our marriage, if there's strife, if there's struggle, it ain't Jesus. One of us or both of us ain't working the love way. We ain't doing the love walk or the love talk. So let's fix it. How do you fix it? Draw near to Jesus. Together. Separately and together. I remember when Hector and I first met, remember? He was a heathen. We turned the light on though, praise God, he got saved. Never went back. Amen? He never went back. Never went back. But he knew he had to bring himself up. He brought himself up in the Lord by sitting in a place, by putting himself into position. And posturing his heart to his father who became his daddy. Then there was a time or two or three where he was higher than I was. And I actually rejoiced at that. It's like, this is great.
My husband's encouraging me. He's actually praying over me. This is awesome. But that wasn't all he had for us. You pray together. You flow together. Not just pray English, pray in the Holy Ghost. Dance with the Father together. I'll let you in on a little something, something. Hector was receiving the word from Keith Moore a few weeks ago on healing. About 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night, maybe got all the kids to bed, peaceful as can be. I come out and he is just like in the glory. And I'm like, this is beautiful. This is amazing. Why don't you sit there, listen? But he was in with the Father. So I get on in there with him and receive from the Father. Receive from the anointing that's happening in the room. And I'm in there and all of a sudden I feel shoulders behind me. And I am like, okay, Jesus, we dancing together. It's happened. It'll happen. Invite him in. He'll dance with you too. But it was my husband dancing with me. And we were swaying in the living room, dancing and singing about the river of life flowing out of us. Healing is in the river of life. Love is in the river of life. Oh, I love you, Jesus. And he made us one. When was the last time you became one? Come up. Come up. Come up. Become one with him. I'm telling you, don't let the devil win. You can shut him up by shutting him out. And how do you shut him out? You turn the light on. You turn the light on. Isaiah 60 verse 1 says, 60. I'm just going to read one verse. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. 62 verse 1. For the sake of Zion, I will not keep silent. For the sake of Jerusalem, I will not rest until her righteousness goes forth as brightness and her salvation as a lamp that burns. You received a commission, a command, marching orders. You have a cause. You have a reason. Now, how are you going to do it? It's in between there. Verse 1 of 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach. Preach. Say something. Preach. My cousin could not stop telling me about God. He couldn't shut his mouth about God. And I said, I declare over your life that your mouth will be used for the Lord. And you will declare his works. All the day long, there are people in your path that God will bring you to, and he will give you what to say. And when you know it, open your mouth and say it. You are a preacher of good news today. And he went, I said, don't be scared. Preachers are somebody who opens their mouth and says something. Really? They're here to announce something. They're here to release something. So cousin, open your mouth and say something. You're going to change this family. We weren't the ones to lead him to the Lord. Somebody, something else, some way did. We just pulled in that harvest. Preach. the good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. That same cousin that was telling me about how good God's been, that he saved him. He, in Christianese words, redeemed me. He kept saying one thing that I had to raise a standard on. I had to say, "Oop, we're going to deal with this real quick." I said, "Hey, cousin, you know, you keep saying that you're doing all of this and you're able to move forward, but this one thing, which was his weakness, kept coming back. And every time somebody did something to cause him to get mad about it, he would want to go and drink about it." I said, "Listen, we're going to deal with that weakness because you are strong in him." I said, "You've been dependent on your weakness far too long. You've been dependent on the bottle far too long. You've been dependent upon anger to make you feel better far too long. And in the name of Jesus," and I like slap my hand on his chest because that's how we do. I just, "In the name of Jesus, I declare you today, you are free from that weakness. You are dependent." And then I said, "Now open up your mouth and say that. I am dependent. I am." And he was, "I am dependent upon Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is Lord of my life." And he did. We went through the whole thing. Guess what? Praise the Lord, Pastor Danny. Guess what? He's like this praying. He opens up his eyes. I said, "Now how do you feel?" He said, "Man, Tish." He said, "So before we started that prayer, I was a little, you know, feeling a little bit dizzy because I've been like drinking all night." I was like, "You drunk. That's fine. It's the truth." I said, "You drunk." He was like, "Yeah." And I like had this thing over my eyes, like film, and I couldn't really see you clearly, but his mouth was telling me his heart. He said, "But it's gone. It's gone. I don't feel dizzy. I can see you." He actually did this with his eyes. I don't know what he was doing because he was checking. "Am I really seeing her right now?" Remove the burden. Destroy the yoke. To arise is to also set a standard. To declare this is how it's going to be. You might have been that. You might have been feeling that way. You might have been thinking that way. But in the name of Jesus, this is the new way. What's your standard? Raise it. Arise. One of the translations says, "Let your banner fly like a flag." A flag. When you put a flag out, you're declaring what you believe, who you are. What are you declaring? What are you releasing? Now in Matthew 5, Jesus tells us to let your light shine. Let it. Do it. Let your light shine. How? What do? Where can you go? What can you pray? How can you worship today? I read this book called Creative Glory. And he talks about a creative painter. And how creative angels come to paint with him. And he says that he got a testimony of somebody one day who wanted to commit suicide. And he said, "I'm actually a purchaser of your art. And I have it up in my home. And I just want to let you know that this afternoon I was marching up the steps to go and get the gun to take care of things myself. But as I walked up the stairs, your painting was hanging on my wall. And I saw this bright light. And I looked back at it. And I felt a release leave me." He's still alive today. Let your light shine. Pastor Hector had a customer tell him, "My brother also collects your art. He was diagnosed with cancer. And he told me, I'm going to sit up under his art and I'm going to just let it speak to me. He sat there. I don't know how long, but he sat there. He's cancer free today. Let your light shine. Let it shine. You tend to the little ones, release the glory on them. Pray over them. Sing them to sleep. Cooking a dinner for the family. Thank you, Jesus, for my family. I plead the blood of Jesus over them. I thank you, Lord, this is going to bless them as it's blessing me. I thank you, Lord, that as we sit together at the table to feast, that you are sitting with us too. Thank you for my family, Lord. You greeting at the door? Isaiah 61. You're anointed for a reason. Come, be ready. Get into position and posture your heart to the Father. Why? Because the harvest is ready. Closing. For Jesse's birthday, we went to visit the upper room in Dallas area. And this is a ministry that just flows like so freely in the glory of the Lord and their worship, their prayer. I mean, it's just a beautiful movement of God there. And Jesse wanted to go and be there with them. So we went. We take a big long walk up to the building, dressed like a Sunday morning. I don't even know. Like I was in the 90s again, probably. High heels, right? The outfit, suit, jacket with my dress. I had no idea where we were really going. I didn't know what their culture was like. I didn't really care. I just wanted to be there. We get up to the door and I'm like, yes, we're here. Thank you, Jesus. But we walk up to the doors and there's so many people there. And I go, where are the greeters? Where are the greeters? I need somebody. Please come. Somebody help me find my seat. We are new here. Like this is what I'm saying to my husband, like, you know, out loud in my voice. We're here. I don't know where to go. This isn't how we do things. It's really what my flesh was thinking. I was in a new place and it was very uncomfortable for me to not have order. So I thought. I chilled for a minute. I was like, calm yourself down, girl. You're going to be all right. Walk in, and we're like, this is amazing. Not super quiet, but reverential quiet. People moving here and there. And somebody shouts over all these people walking in with us, and they say, come in! Just find a seat! They're almost all taken, but find a seat! And if you don't find a seat before we start, we'll help you find one. I was like, awesome! Thanks! Needless to say, it was not how I was used to. And if I would have stayed in my selfish ways, I would have missed the new. I would have missed how God wanted to flow in that place. Do we have order here? Absolutely. Flow with it. Get in with it. Whether you want to do it that way or not, order has been set up. Run with it. That was their way of doing things. But here's also what I learned. I was in a rush to get in there, find a seat, get ready to go. Woo, we here. It was kind of like a Eagle Mountain kind of thinking, which is another different flow. But not there. I sat there. No, I stood there because we didn't find a seat. And I went, I'm just going to worship Jesus right here with everybody else. They came to see Jesus. That's really where my life went. He showed me. Come see me. There's work to do, but come see me. Come be with me. Don't rush around. Just take your time. Come be with me. Let your light shine. closer you are with him, the brighter your light's going to be. The closer you are with your spouse, the better your marriage is going to be. Spend some time. Dance together. Sway with him. Love on him. Serve him. All this will be taken care of. Amen. Amen. Father, thank you for your word. Lord, we just come to you. We have grateful hearts, Father, for who you are, who you've been to us, Lord. You are so good. And Lord, we submit ourselves to this light, to this calling, to this beckoning, to this yearning that you have in your heart, Lord. And we pull ourselves up to it, Father. And we'll flow with you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We praise your name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We're going to receive our offerings, our tithes. So the Lord has been bringing in harvest for this mission that we're on with the Hammonds, right? We're planting churches. Amen. We have $200,000 in our account. We are planting a church. Amen. So when the call was given, a few weeks before that, I told Hector, Pastor said on thermostats today, we need to get to the place. We need to get to the place where our checks become seed. And I said, you know what? It starts today. I wasn't scared. I was like, Jesus, you know, and this is on your heart. This is on Pastor's heart. This is on my heart. We're going to do this. So I tell him, when this gets here, I was waiting on a specific thing. When this gets here, that's my seed. We're putting it in the ground. Name it, release it. Watch it come in. That morning, last two Sundays ago, Pastor released it again. Burned in my heart. I got to be a part of that. We got to do this. The whole service. Then at offering, Holy Spirit brought it up again. And I'm like, yes, we're giving. I just wanted to scream it and shout it. Yes! Because I was about to do something I had never done before. After service, we're in the glory together. My honey and I are just looking at each other because we know that God is good and he's done amazing things and wow, he's so good. And we both do this. We're looking at each other. And we just kind of sit there and look at each other. And he says, what are you thinking? I was like, we're going to give that other thing. And he was like, good, because the Holy Spirit said, we're going to give this amount too. I said, awesome. Can we go tell Pastor? Because I was so full of joy, that heart thing. He says there, when the light shines, your heart will be full of joy. It'll feel like it's bursting because you've seen his light. The next day, something comes in that tops that seed more than enough. More than enough. Miracle seed planted in miracle ground produces miracle harvest. That's what we're doing. Get your seed ready. Let's get our tithes ready. Connect it, commit it to the Lord. And we're going to watch his light shine upon it. Father, we release our tithes and offerings to you. We thank you, Lord, for who you are. You are Lord of our finances. We bless the people. We bless their income, Father. We thank you, Lord, that there is more than enough, that they live in the overflow, that there is no lack in you, God. So whatever is lacking, we just shine a light on that thing right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that this will go and multiply. It will multiply. It will multiply. It will produce miracle harvest in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. If you're texting to give, please text VCHL, the amount you would like to give, and text it to 73256. Click the link and complete your gift. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It's such a blessing to be a blessing in the house of victory. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. God loves you. Stay in victory. Praise God. Thank you, ushers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for allowing me to bring the word to you tonight and receive it. I receive it myself. Amen. God is doing amazing things in his land, in his body, with his people. You're a part of that. We are a part of this. We're the ones he's waiting for. Those are my people. Look at my people. This is my son. In him I am well pleased. That's what he thinks about when he thinks about you and me. I'm well pleased. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Stand up with me, please. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Lord, I thank you for sweet peace in the house tonight, Lord. I thank you for your complete healing over your people, Father. And I thank you, Lord, that we are sent by you, from you, for you, Father. So we submit ourselves to you today. And we thank you, Lord, that the rest of this week is yours. All of next week is yours, Father. We are yours to command in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, let's Father out of here. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you that we are the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors in Jesus.